welcome back to another episode of your favorite baseball podcast on the internet, and I'm sure I'm speaking for the millions of fans that we have out there. I'm Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And today's episode is going to be really fun. It's going to be a hoot because we had a meeting this week, as we always do, and we didn't know what to talk about. And then somehow baseball slang came up and we're like, bingo, that's it. So we're going to quiz each other on baseball slang and we'll just see who knows the most slang. We won't make it like a trivia style because that's too intense and we probably won't know any of these because they're really hard. But we'll just see who knows the most. And if we don't, no hard feelings. This isn't as shameful as me not remembering Chavez Ravine.
That was, I don't know if there's any comeback from that. You did end up winning, so.
I won.
Evened out girl. Maybe, but yeah, you didn't know your own team's question. Did you really win?
I blanked. The way he worded it was hard. The way Andrew worded it, the question was hard.
I see you know what?
We're gonna learn a lot from this episode regardless.
But you even didn't remember it was Ravine. What did you say, Reese?
I said we're gonna learn a lot from this episode regardless. It'll be very educational.
Very educational for us. Well, I don't know how old this slang is. Probably some of it's going to be really old. Some of it might be newer.
I didn't think about that. But yeah.
And none of us cheated or know the words because one of our coworkers gave us the word separately.
I think our answers are going to reflect that as well.
Yeah. So I'll start us off and then we'll go to Reese and then Charles will finish it up, I guess. So this will be fun, and we each got 5 words. So I'll start, and I think you guys might know some of these, but they're really hard, so no hard feelings on these. I'll start out with can of corn. You guys know what can of corn means?
I know what that is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's
Reese?
When they catch a fly ball just right in the glove.
Wow. Yeah, it's like an easy, high, it's a high, easy to catch fly ball in the outfield. And this is what Google has to say about it. I didn't know that one before I looked it up. So the phrase is said to have originated in the 19th century and relates to an old time grocer's method of getting canned goods from a high shelf.
Oh,
very nice.
So there you go.
That's interesting.
There's some history.
Very nice.
That's 1800s shit right there.
That is.
That's old school.
We're getting
That's
historic.
Probably the oldest term.
We're getting historic.
How'd you know that, Reese?
I actually learned that from my grandpa because he would always say that like at baseball games and stuff. He'd be like, oh, it's a can of corn. So that's how I learned that one.
Oh, funny.
Shout out Grandpa Savoy. We love it.
Right? I know. Go, Dave. Pop
it's a
off.
Grandpa term.
Pop off.
Okay. Sorry, I had to take a swig of water. Swig is a slang term.
Is that one
meaning
of
a drink? No! I just said I had to take a swig of water.
Like, oh, good transition.
No!
I was like, I know that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, the next one I have is chin music. I think you guys might know this one. You guys know chin music?
Chin music.
Is that when a player gets rocked by a baseball in his face? I don't know. I'm just taking a guess here.
Close.
Wait, can I guess?
Close. Yeah, that's pretty close. Oh, you want to guess?
I want to guess. Is it when they fall and they like slam their chin into the ground?
No, Reese. When does that happen? Well, when do they just fall on their chin?
I wouldn't say it happens often.
So many times I've just seen a ball player go and catch a ball like that.
Just plop. Listen,
chin
right on his face.
You got to lead with that chin. That's how you catch a fly ball.
Just boom. And the chin music is when their chin hits the ground.
Not your stomach or your chest. But your chin.
Well, I'm not saying they go chin
no,
first, but
Charles,
like, it's a whiplash type of situation where their neck kind of snaps up and, you know what I'm talking about?
Ow!
Dude, that used to happen to me.
Do they break their necks?
That would happen
I don't
to me.
The game of baseball is not very violent.
I don't want Reese to be my baseball coach. I think I'll take a
Reese.
He's full of dirt.
Are you playing baseball?
It's like monster truck baseball.
There
no.
we go.
I guess. And say that my answer was not correct. So Heather, please enlighten
us.
No,
Charles was closer. Charles was more correct. Charles was closer. It is used to refer to a pitched ball that passes very close to the batter's chin. So it almost hits you. So it's like, because chin music, because of the sound it makes, coming towards
you. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so my next three, well, actually this one's not so challenging, but the other two are more difficult, or you might have to think about them a little harder. So P.O. Not B.O., pitcher like what only. I smell like right now.
Pitcher only. That's easy. I knew that one because I'm a pitcher.
No, it's not. It's not pitcher only. No, incorrect.
That's what everyone calls a P.O.
Oh, P.O.
No,
oh.
It's not. The definition he gave me is not P.O., pitcher only. I have another P.O., what? So maybe that's another P.O.
That's my final guess. That is. It's okay, P.O. Reese, is pitcher only guess? For me, so that's all I know.
For the fans, I don't smell like B.O., just for the fans. Yeah, what?
My answer
Reese,
is...
you have a guess?
Like player out? Is it player out? Is it when you get out?
That's closer. Okay. That's really closer. Reese almost got it. My definition, it might be pitcher only, but what I got was, I'll read it off for you guys here. A PO is a put out.
Oh.
I've never heard that.
And it's a term given to the defensive player who records an out by any method, including tagging the runner, getting the third strike. Getting the run, you know, catching a batted ball, all that stuff, hitting, you know. So it's just the person that gets the player out. So put out. That's what I got, but I don't know what pitcher only means. So maybe that's another one.
That makes sense. It's a new term. It's more like a 21st century slang because a lot of pitchers nowadays they're pitchers only, especially with the universal DH now. So the new term is called PO. That's what I was always called in high school, was a PO. So that meant pitcher only.
You couldn't hit a ball, Charles.
You know, I actually won the home run derby back in like minor B, majors, whatever. It's been so long, I can't remember. But yeah, that's right, majors and minor B. But yeah, it's been a while. They didn't want my hitting skills, though.
They don't want your hitting skills. Well, it's now I learned something, you learned something. So
there we go.
There's two POs, everybody. And then... so my last two, so this one you guys might get, wear it.
Oh, with an exclamation I know this point. One. Wear okay. it is like when a ball comes super close to a batter, especially when the bases are loaded, or maybe if the batter getting on could mean something, they'll wear it, like wear a pitch so they can get on base.
Right. So yeah, it could either be used. That's correct. Charles is correct. You could either say it. If a player sort of avoided getting hit by a ball, which would have, if he had gotten a hit, it would have helped his team. Or if he did get hit by the ball and it's like a point of pride, like you should wear that because you helped.
Oh, yeah.
So it could be in response to either,
oh, I like that.
Either one.
We did that all the time. Wear it, kid! Wear it! And we hype him up on the baseball field.
Very aggressive. It's very
always.
Aggressive language. Are you also from like Oklahoma? That sounded like you just transported yourself to like the South, Friday Night Lights, you know, Texas.
Maybe that's just my baseball accent.
That's your baseball voice?
Yeah, baseball voice.
Okay, baseball accent. Yeah. Okay, and my very last one, this is the hardest one.
Oh.
I barely even know what this means even after looking it up. Okay, ducks on the pond. Ducks on the pond.
Is it when the bases are loaded?
That's very close, Reese. That's very close. So according to Google, this term refers to the runners on second and third base who are in scoring position. Players and fans sometimes use the term when encouraging the batter to drive in multiple runs with a single hit.
I would have never gotten that. Congrats, Reese, for doing that. I would have maybe thought runners on the corners for ducks on the pond, but
no, they're
yeah,
in
that second and third
position.
Makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So ducks on the pond. Very good, Reese.
Thank you.
So you guys sort of got, you guys sort of split. We're not keeping a score or anything, but you guys sort of split that one. So good job. Okay, Reese is next. Oh gosh, I'm nervous now because I'm not going to get any of these, but go.
Okay, so yeah, some of these are interesting. One of them is pretty easy though. I feel like you guys will get it, but I'll start with the first one. I actually really like this one. So Louisiana Bayou. Does anybody have any guesses?
Can you say it again? You cut out
yeah, yeah.
on my end. You cut out.
Louisiana Bayou.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, yeah.
Louisiana Bayou
is
usually when... a pass ball gets past the catcher and they yell like, oh, bayou. That's what we used to do. It could mean a different slang term, but that was when
that's interesting.
When the ball gets past the catcher on a wild pitch, that's usually when he could have dug it out. That's what I believe it is.
That definitely.
Is that right, Reese?
Well, partially. So like, yes, that's not the definition that I have, but it goes into what like, do you have a guess? His is correct, but there's also something else that it could mean. It could mean two other things. as well. But yes, Charles,
okay, you're correct. I'm gonna try to see what else it can mean.
Okay.
Maybe if a ball, going off of that logic, if a ball is hit and it's misplayed defensively by the players on the field, it goes by them. Maybe that's another one.
That's right. No, that's right, you guys. Yeah, so the definition that I have is when an infielder whiffs on a ground ball or a hitter lets a fastball by him, meaning the ball went by you. So, good job.
Yay!
I did not know that one. You guys, that was good.
There we go.
Cool. All right. Charles helped me there.
So, yeah, you guys did good. All right, number two is pretty easy. This one is really, I feel like, so self-explanatory, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Noodle arm.
Oh, I know that one.
Heather, yeah, I mean, that's one. Like a pitcher, I know, but you could go ahead. I think we both know this one. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I mean, you took my thunder, because a noodle arm is when they throw a ball and it's a ball. It's like a ball. It's not a strike. It's far. It's away from the strike
zone. Noodle arm could also mean you're throwing weak sauce as well, is what I've heard. Like, if you got a noodle arm, you're just throwing like easy chip right down the middle.
Exactly. Yeah. The definition is literally just a player's weak throwing arm. So both of those things are a result of having a noodle arm. Yes.
Reese is mean. She's going with Bayou and noodle arm. These are two of like the worst things I've heard in the dugout, but keep going. I love it.
Yeah. This is bad. This is bad slang.
I didn't like, pick these.
This is slang insults. I love it.
Negative slang. Yeah.
Gifted these slang words. Okay. My third one is cheese.
Oh, I know cheese. You know cheese? I know cheese.
Okay. What is it?
Cheese is like, you know, I'll use it in a sentence. It's like, you hit that cheese.
It goes,
you know, it's the ball itself. You know, it's a term to refer to a ball that you hit.
It goes with noodle arm. It's like if a pitcher's throwing cheese, he's throwing something that you can easily rock out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Sweet. Reese, is that correct? We are dominating your slang.
I know. Whoa, Reese.
What's up? Okay, fine. How about this one? So I picked these last two. Bermuda. What is that? What is Bermuda?
I got it.
Go ahead, Heather.
Okay, I'll try it.
I'm going to try next. I think I have an idea too, but go ahead.
Okay, so if a baseball is a diamond, then the Bermuda Triangle would be first, second, and third, is my guess.
No. Charles?
No! I got it wrong. Okay.
Bermuda. I would say that might be a slang for a triple play, like third, second, and first. Bermuda. I don't know. That could be close.
No.
Oh, that's the stumper.
Charles, we were wrong.
All right, Reese. What is it? Okay. Let us know.
All right. So, according to Google, Bermuda is when three fielders converge toward a fly ball and make a triangular shape before letting the ball drop between them. Yeah. So it's when they all kind of come together. Three of them, they make a...
But they don't catch the ball.
And it kind of lands in the Bermuda
Triangle. I know. Yeah. It literally is the Bermuda Triangle.
I love it. That was good, though.
The Yankees, famously.
That was good.
Not the Yankees. That happened against the Yankees. Didn't Derek Jeter hit a ball that, like, famously against the Red Sox and he scored on it in the playoffs?
That sounds right.
Yankee fans, don't come at me. I tried really hard.
That sounds on par. Throwing a golf term.
Okay, Reese, you're on your last one?
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so this one I chose also. I feel like this one might be kind of easy too. A tortilla.
A tortilla. Is that like, my guess, it's a really, another like really easy pitch to hit? Tortilla? Like a big?
I feel like a tortilla. People used to call my glove the tortilla flipper in high school because it was so big.
Oh, that's funny.
So I don't know if that refers to like a big glove, like a tortilla glove. I don't know if that's just the thing or just some like big surface area somewhere in the baseball park. That's what I'm going with.
You're right. It's a baseball glove. A tortilla is a baseball glove.
Let's go. Okay.
They called it the tortilla flipper for a reason.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, no,
so that makes sense.
Is it a good baseball glove or a bad baseball glove?
I don't know. The definition.
I was basically using a first baseman's glove at the pitcher position. So they called it the tortilla flipper because it was like out of place. It was too big for the pitcher. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
I'll tell you, I snow-coned a couple of balls that got hit back at me, though.
There you go.
Not too bad. Yeah, they couldn't have called me then.
Field your position. You got a exactly. gold glove.
All right. Mine are pretty simple, but I think they're going to be fun. So let's see how you guys do.
Let's go.
All right. First one. What is a banjo hitter?
A banjo hitter.
Okay, I have a guess.
Banjo. All right, Reese, what do you got?
Yeah, so is it someone that, like, hits off of, like, tough pitches? They kind of pick them like you pick the strings of a banjo?
Close. Close.
Ooh, okay. I'll take a guess.
You're right on the... I don't want to give anything away, but, yeah, go ahead, Heather.
So Reese said it's, like, hitting a tough pitch, right? That's what he said? I'm going to say maybe hitting a pitch that's, like, precisely placed or something. Like, hitting a very specific, like, hitting the ball where it's placed exactly.
Or hitting
that's my
low
guess.
Pitches.
That's really close. It's really close. It's not about the pitch. It's more about the hit. So it's a hitter who hits a certain way without hard contact. So I'll give you that part. And he notches a lot of bloop hits. So it bloops out there out in the outfield. So that is called a banjo hitter. That was kind of tough.
Got it.
All right.
Got it.
Next one, shout out everyone for the Orioles and people in Baltimore because we're going with the Baltimore chop. What is that?
Ooh, is that a Native American thing? Because I'm scared. The Baltimore chop. So, an Oriole is a bird.
I was just going to ask, is an Oriole a bird?
Yeah, an Oriole is a bird. Yes. Good job, Reese.
Thanks.
A plus to Reese for knowing that.
So, I don't know what bird has to do with chop, but maybe... So, I guess I'll take a guess. It's going to be wrong. But I'll say that a Baltimore chop is, I'm going to say a Baltimore chop. I'm not going to use the mascot. I'm going to use the area that they're in. I'm going to say a Baltimore chop is when it goes, maybe the wind is choppy and the ball goes where it isn't supposed to go or something. That's my guess.
No.
Is that right?
Go ahead, Reese.
Okay.
No.
No. I'm going to say, so an Oriole is a bird. So what I'm taking with that, birds fly. So it's either a fly ball or it's just a ball that's hit very high up in the air.
That part is, okay, that's kind of true. So it is a ball that goes high in the air. It has to go in front of or off of home plate, pop up in the air super high, and then go over the infielder's head. And that is a Baltimore chop.
So it's a foul ball.
It has to hit in front of or off of home plate and hops over the infielder's head. So I think if it hits off of home plate and it doesn't touch the batter, then you're good. And then you just have to have it hop in play.
So it's a high ball that is a hit or it's an out?
It's a hit. It has to get over the infielder's head. Yeah, that's called a ball because it chops up and lands over him. That one was tough. This one will be a little bit easier. Cool. Think pitchers on this one. We'll go with bean ball. What's a bean ball?
A bean ball. So when I think of a bean bag, I think of like a really... big and sort of poorly, it's not something that you can throw well, like it's poorly shaped. So my guess with bean ball is is a ball that's thrown poorly. That's my guess.
It is thrown poorly in poor morals. What do you think, Reese? So far, Heather's close.
It's a moral thing.
Is it like thrown? Is it like thrown into the ground so it like pops up? Like it's a bad pitch that's thrown into the ground. It like pop like a
what?
Jumping
if you think
beam,
bad morals,
like
you should probably think the pitcher is maybe doing something
they
bad to the hitter.
Hit someone. They intentionally
hit them in the head. Which is called a bean ball. It's so messed up. It's like one of the worst things in baseball to do. In fact, if you rewatch The Sandlot, he says he caught me with a bean ball, and that's why he went blind, James Earl Jones in the movie.
He's blind in that movie? I forgot.
Yeah,
that.
He's the guy who owns the dog, and he's blind and played with Babe Ruth. And said he would have beat his record.
And he got permanently blinded by a ball hit in his head.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
It's horrible. That's horrible that people horrible. Do that. Oh my god.
Terrible, yeah.
This one is probably my favorite term in baseball. One of the guys on my team had this happen to him, and we put this in his locker. It's a golden sombrero. What is that?
Oh, goodness.
A golden sombrero.
Yep.
I don't know. Something like urine is the first thing that pops up, but I think I probably not.
It is the last thing you'd want to have happen to you.
Does a bird poop on you when you're playing? Like it poops on your hat, your helmet?
Yeah.
No, it's really it?
I thought that was a joke.
Was like, oh! No,
sorry, that was sarcasm for you, folks. It's not that.
But you said it so sincerely.
I know, I was like, you're like
I'm yeah, sorry. Okay. No, that's not.
Okay. Maybe like... oh, gosh. Okay, I'm gonna guess it's when maybe you fall and you fall into, well, you said you left it in a locker room, so that's a guess. That's a hint, I mean.
No, Heather, I think that they, like, symbolically left a real golden sombrero in there. I don't think it's, like, a, you know, yeah.
Yes.
I think. I don't know.
Because of something he did in the game. Go ahead. That's the last hint.
Okay, so here's my guess. So, my guess is when you're making a defensive play and in the middle of your throwing action, you, like, trip and fall or you, like, misplay the ball really badly and it's embarrassing. That's my guess.
It's definitely embarrassing, but it's not that. Reese, what do you got?
That's what she guessed already.
Well, oh,
that was your guess. Okay.
You, like... Wait, can I guess one more time?
Yes.
No, you don't get another guess. Yeah,
this won't count, but it is when you strike out in a game 4 times, you get a golden sombrero.
Oh.
And that is the worst thing. So we put it in his locker and made fun of him for striking out 4 times. It was pretty savage. But,
Okay. What happens if you hit... What happens if you get 5 strikeouts in a game? Is that still a golden sombrero?
Yeah. Yeah, the limit's just 4, so you have to strike out 4 times in a game. Some people think it's 3 that you only have to do, like, but that would be a turkey. So that would be like a turkey of strikeouts, kind of like it is in bowling, I believe. But golden sombrero is 4 strikeouts in a game. Get up 4 times, strike out 4 times, that's tough.
I wonder why it's called turkey and why it's called golden sombrero. Like, where did the names come from?
You know, that's a good question. It doesn't, you know... None of them are close. Like, the turkey doesn't have, like, 3 legs. I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, I don't... golden sombrero sounds racist, but maybe not. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
You thought the Baltimore chop might have been a little iffy, too.
Yeah, that one was iffy. That one was iffy. Yeah, I think we all did pretty well, guys. I thought I'd get none of them, so to even come close on
there is one more, though, that I have.
Oh!
There's one more.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think he has one more.
Okay.
I have one more to finish off on.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I had it. Hold on one sec.
We are
Charles.
Wait. Jeopardy music playing. Dude, no, I guess it's yeah. Do 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 do.
This one is super easy. This one is super easy, guys. What is a moonshot?
I got it. A moonshot's a really, really long home run that goes all the way to the moon.
It's long and...
Nailed it.
It's high and long.
High.
It goes out of the park.
There you go. It's high and long. Moonshot. Very good.
Guys.
We on the Dodgers are familiar. What?
Okay. Congratulations. You guys want to do a quick bonus round? I have one for you guys.
Oh, you have a bonus round? Okay, let's go.
We'll do one each for our bonus round.
I have one more for a bonus round. Okay.
All right, what's yours? Cool.
Okay. All right. Ready? Yeah. Mine is that'll do donkey.
That'll do donkey.
Am I watching Shrek? That'll do donkey.
It is in reference to Shrek. Donkey.
Okay. So I'm going to say... I don't know, donkey, well, you said it's reference to shark, but to Shrek, not shark.
Shark.
I don't know why I said shark. but donkey normally means like ass, like making an ass out of yourself. like I just did right now. So I don't know if...
Yeah, that'll do donkey.
That'll do donkey. Okay, it sounds really modern. So I'll say, like, maybe if you're just, like, shitting the bed, like, you don't need to play anymore. That'll do donkey. That's my guess.
Okay, that's your guess. That's not correct.
Oh, no! Okay.
Okay, good well, guess, in though. The movie, after Donkey crosses the bridge of firing lava beneath it, he says, "That'll do, Donkey." So I'm thinking it might be when a runner crosses home and they, like, do that baseball slap on their butt and they'd be like, "That'll do, Donkey."
Ew. That'll do. Okay. I don't like the way you're saying it. It's uncomfortable for some reason. I don't know why.
That either. Was actually closer, though. Okay. All right. So, basically, it's like a way of telling your teammate that they did a good job.
All right. So, it doesn't have to be like a run scored. Oh, it's just like if they make a good slide. No,
they just did a good thing. Right. Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah.
That Reese was flipped okay. the script, yeah. So I thought there at least had to be something negative in there. I don't know.
No. Yeah, I know. I'm switching things up.
Okay, Charles, do you have a bonus? Do you have a bonus question? Bonus word?
Sure. Yeah, I could go next unless you want to go.
No, you go first.
All right, this one is nice. It goes with my southern accent. What's a tater?
Tater. I know a tater.
Let's give it to Reese, though. Let's give Reese a guess because you got my other easy smack up.
It's a home run, isn't it? There you go, Reese.
I think I heard it.
Home run?
There you go. It's a home run. Okay. I'm going for the moonshots and the taters right now.
Okay, so we're all, it's either, yeah, so you guys are doing positive.
He's got the Slam Diego Padres on the brain.
Yuck. I can't even comment on the Padres anymore. I'm so exhausted of hearing the word Padre. And for those at home that don't know, Reese is also one of our graphic designers, and she's also making stickers for us, so check those out in a couple weeks. And she sends me one yesterday, and it's Fernando Tatis in sticker form, and I'm just so sick of thinking about seeing. I don't know if you guys saw MLB Network's rankings, and they put Tatis as, like, the number two shortstop, and Corey Seager was sixth. Like, they're on drugs. It doesn't even compute. Like, they're so, one of them just won World Series MVP, and one of them went 1-for-17 in the NLDS. Tell me which one was which. Which one was which, Reese?
Listen, all I'm going to say is the sticker is of Tatis doing his bat flip, same picture that's on MLB The Show, so
okay.
Guys, check it out on our Redbubble shop.
Whatever. For once, I agree with you, Heather. I agree, but just because... I think they're basing it off of regular season. And to be honest, I don't look at that when I look at a player, especially with basketball and baseball. I look at how you perform in the playoffs, and Seager just performed way better than Tatis, especially Seager in his last round in COVID.
Yeah, Seager's a better defensive shortstop than Tatis also, and no matter when. And Seager also, because Tatis so flailed out in, like, the second month. Anyway, that is a way tangent. I haven't even given my bonus for it. They basically had the same batting average if Corey's wasn't a little higher by the end of that. I don't know. Okay? I don't know.
Yes, but Corey is also a seasoned player, whereas Tatis is still in his early years. Okay, continue.
Corey's 26. Or 20.
Tatis is 21.
Okay, well... And so, Tatis, they both are almost in their primes, but not quite. So, I don't know what to tell you.
They are both pretty damn good. What's that slang word?
They are. They're better than I am. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, fine. And also, they're around the same height, too, interesting enough. Okay.
They're not better than Cindy Lou Who at shortstop, though. Anyway,
go ahead.
Nobody is. Nobody is.
And that's right. Yeah. She was our shortstop. Guys, go watch our Christmas episode from back in the day. Okay. My bonus word is really easy. We'll end it on an easy word. And this is more a negative word, so maybe it's a little sadder to end on this word. But what... does it mean? Here's, I'll say the word and I'll use it in a sentence. Yips.
Okay.
In a sentence. Fernando Tatis.
Yips, like Y-I-P?
Y-I-P.
I know what it is.
Fernando Tatis had the yips in the NLDS. No, it's...
Yeah, the yips is a streak of bad play, whether it be fielding or hitting. Yeah, it's a slump, basically.
It's a slump, but
Will Myers has had some yips.
It's actually mostly for pitchers, just when pitchers, it seems like they forget how to throw a baseball. Sort of like in basketball, it's like how they forget to like they forget how to shoot. It's mostly for pitchers, but you're
it
right.
is usually for defense. It's usually for pitchers and like when somebody can't get their footing at first or second exactly.
Yeah, but it's mostly for
and
pitchers.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw one more out there real quick since you said pitcher. Oh. My favorite pitch.
Let's
I'm
go.
Just gonna tell you what it is because we said it yesterday. Is an Uncle Charlie. It's a curveball. It's an Uncle Charlie, so it just goes well with me, and it was my favorite pitch when I was in high school. So
wait, that's did my we favorite. Say that
we didn't say that yesterday.
We did.
When did we say that yesterday?
Yeah, we did. You guys were thinking I was looking at the slang words, and I said Uncle Charlie was my favorite pitch. It's a curveball, and you're like, "Yo, don't look at those slang words." So there you go.
Oh, I don't remember.
Had to throw it in there.
The meetings
with that.
For the fans that don't know, the meetings that we have every Wednesday and recording this on Thursday this week, the meetings that we have on Wednesdays go really crazy and really long, and a lot of things happen and are said, and I'm surprised I'm not canceled yet.
They're pretty funny.
They're really funny, so join our staff if you want to have fun once a week,
yes.
And then more than once.
We'll just post a Zoom link meeting on our Instagram
bio. We'll just post.
You can stop up whenever you want.
We'll post a Zoom
Wednesdays
link.
At 4:30.
Yeah, and we meet Wednesdays at 4:30. For marketing, you want to write it's Tuesday.
There's no passcode, so you feel
there's
free
no passcode. No passcode. No. All right, that's it for slang. Good job, everybody, and we'll be right back to wrap it up.
Brandon's Sports Talk is a sports talk podcast where he interviews athletes, coaches, and sports business owners. You can listen to Brandon's Sports Talks on YouTube and find his amazing content.
That's it from us here at All Talk No Bock. We hope you enjoyed this episode on a lovely Tuesday on Spotify. Please be sure to check out all of our other social media channels on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. The TikTok is popping. If you're not one of our new followers, you should be because you're missing out on some quality TikTok content.
Some
run
good
by
shit
yours
there,
truly.
Even though Charles won't
okay,
follow you.
Run by
hold
yours
on.
Truly and ours truly. All of us are in it. So be sure to follow us if you want some extra quality content from All Talk No Bock. And go on alltalknobock.com for all of our merchandise via Redbubble. We got all sorts of great stuff for you guys to get. So be sure to check all that out. Bunch of clothes and other things. Knickknacks. So check that out. And Heather,
not
what knick-knacks. Else do you got? Some knickknacks
first of all,
in there.
Better than knickknacks. Yeah, as I said before, Reese and Johnny, our two graphic designers, are working really hard on some new stickers, some new shirt designs. Those will be out, I'd say, by March 1st. So take a look. They'll be rolled out gradually. Yeah, I think that's it. Just go follow us on all the social media. Go on our website. The articles this week, again, new writers posting all some good stuff. We have cleat stories, Negro League stories. The list is endless. So really interesting stuff. And I'll be writing a Valentine's Day piece for it. So look out for that on February 15th.
Oh, wait. Yeah, some self-promo. My piece will be out Monday. So make sure you check that
okay,
out.
Okay, so it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
This is a Tuesday.
So it came out
for
yesterday.
For all you couples
know,
out there,
Monday.
We got some Valentine's love for
no,
you.
No, that's after. That's the Monday after. I'm the Monday after Reese. Reese, you're right. So Reese is that. But everybody, go follow us, listen to our old podcast episodes, give us a follow on TikTok, Spotify, go leave us a voicemail on Anchor, give us an email, send us your comments, chat with us. We love to hear from you, and we're really friendly and non-intimidating, as you could probably tell, because we're pretty dorky. So we love you all. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week for a really fun episode. Hopefully with a special guest, we're hoping. So cross fingers there. And we'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Ciao.